to and still blessed. It's time for the word of God. Are you prepared for the word? I want you to yield to this word that is coming to you this morning. We are going to be instructed. We are going to be taught. We are going to be guided. Amen. But before that, put our hands together as we welcome the First Lady as she makes her way to the platform. Amen. Hallelujah.
Morning, everybody. You may be seated. I thought that Derek's going to make a mistake by introducing me to minister this morning. So I'm happy about that. Today is a very special day for all our daddies. And if you're a daddy here today, could you please stand and can we just acknowledge all our fathers here today? Let's give it up for our fathers today. Amen. We have prepared something special for you after the service. So all of you, if you could make your way to the back and enjoy a tea and some refreshments that was prepared for you, you may be seated. Now, while I was sitting there, I was thinking, you know, my father passed away many years ago. I can't even remember how long ago. But when you think of your father, you think of positive things that he did. Now, my father, he used to tease a lot, and they always say that I've gained some of that, you know, that every time when I tease people, they say, oh, just miss your pa. So he used to tease me a lot, and some of the things he did is, you know, there was this, my cousin, he was staying next to us. So he would always come around. So I can still remember, then my cousin, then he would pick him up and he says, this is my little baby. This is, then I'm standing there and saying, no, I'm your baby. He's not your baby. And he keep on doing this. And I said, Daddy, when he's gone, Daddy, why do you say that's your baby? That's not your baby. I'm your baby. So he used to tease me. And you know, I had this little black thing on my foot. And every time when I walk barefoot, he would say, Jay gaan eendag wegloop van die huis af. Then I cry. I say, no, Daddy, I'm not gonna walk away. He said, die voet van jou gaan eendag wegloop van die huis af. So that's how I remember. He was always full of fun and full of laughter. And he passed away so suddenly. You know, there wasn't a sick bed or anything, just a freak accident, and he was gone. But today, I thank God that I have good memories of my father, good, pleasant memories. Not one of my children met him, like, you know, physically, but the memories and the things that I can tell them about my father are good memories. Amen. So to all the fathers here today, a father you see as a person that mentor, that discipline, and a child always look up to a father. And there are so many role models these days, so many fathers that children can look up to. And today I want to acknowledge our Christian daddies, that our daddies that has come to know God and who teach their children the right way to go. And you know that it is not easy for a child to grow up if there's no leadership, if there's nobody that can guide you, nobody that can mentor you. But today I want to acknowledge our fathers. And you know, there are fathers who has raised kids which are not their biological kids. And today I want to acknowledge you as well. So from my side, a blessed Father's Day to all our fathers, and I hope that you will be spoiled today. Last but not least, I want to acknowledge my husband and the father of my children. I can truly say that I've married a good husband, a husband that mentor my kids, that discipline them. Hulle kom nie weg met niks nie. And today I'm proud to say that he's my husband and the father of my children. So today, let's all stand as we welcome him to minister to us today. God bless you.
Praise God. You may be seated. Happy Father's Day to every father. And we thank God for sparing us to see this day. Amen. What a great blessing. My time is so limited because I must go to symphony after this. So I want to jump straight into the word. Amen. And we trust that you will have a wonderful time. Just to say that we've been having two wonderful nights of conference at Leiden, Pastor Ali's church. And tonight is the conclusion of the conference. I hope that you can try to make your way there if you have not yet been there. Yesterday we looked at people that used to go to nightclubs. And are there any one of you here that used to go to a nightclub in this church? Put up your hand. If you went to a nightclub or a disco. I don't know what was it called before it became disco. I think disco was the 70s. Then in the 80s, it became a club. Put your hand up. Don't be shy. You let her dance. The Galaxy. The Fame. What's the other place? Club Company. Ik heb nog geen gehoor van die plekje. Burn, weet ik van die plekje, maar burn. Kijk nou voor jou zo skif aan. All right. And how many of you, listen, how many of you that went to nightclubs, you also went to church on a Sunday morning? Put your hand up. You went to a nightclub, but Sunday morning you also went to church. Now can you see? I want the others to look at them. See now. See. So put your hands down. So I want to, by that statement, I want to show that going to church on a Sunday morning don't make you different to people who go to nightclubs. What makes a Christian different is that wherever there's a gathering of the people of God, his heart gets excited to be there. Sy is maar die sjalle soos die nightclub mense. Michael Jackson, hulle, is dit die waar nie? Yeah, so it is. We were there last night and we thought, what a blessing on a Saturday night. Not to be in a nightclub, but to be in the presence of God. Amen? So I'm saying that to encourage you all that please be Christian. Wow, what a statement. Be a real born-again believer. Look for God's things. Where's Virgil? We want a wonderful song. Clap for Virgil. Here am I, God, to thee. May your hearts always sing this, that you'll be nearer to thee. It's the song of Jacob when he was wrestling with God. He wanted to be nearer to God. Do you want to be near to God? May it be your portion and our destiny that we want to be near to the Lord. Amen. This morning, as I thought about the fathers, my mind is running so far, and my heart is also very torn because of the scarcity of fathers and the lack of good fathers. Now, I don't think anybody can really live up to be 100% good father. That's why Jesus said, call no man your father, because of that inability to be a 100% perfect father. My children always tell me what is my weak points as a father. They say I'm too impatient. When I ask for something, I want it now. You see? But I got that from my father. It was the same. He always used to say, after he tells you what you must do, then he added this little line, ni vanani, no. Any vanani? No. Wow, so it's also part of me. Amen. Because when the children first tell you they're coming now and they're going to finish this game first. And no. I don't work by me like that. If I say now, I mean now. Or I turn the whole room upside down, the bed, the TV, the PlayStation, Samson, you know, when he got angry, he picked up the whole gates of the city. And he walked away and he threw it. Careful now. Anyway, but my heart is really torn by this lack of fathering. And I want to say that I'm careful not to say things that can hurt, because we all make mistakes in life. Amen. But if you are alive today, it means God has given you another chance. And I don't want to blast the fathers this morning. I don't want to eat you. It's Father's Day. You must have a good time. But God gives us all chances to change. Every morning you wake up, the Bible says the mercy of God is new every morning. What does that mean? Mercy means to escape the judgment of God. So if God is not judging you, he's giving you another chance. If the things you do are not pleasing to God, change. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I'm glad by God's grace that I had a good father as an example. And then secondly, that you can test your fathership by the children that you produce, of course. You understand? The quality of your fathering is by the children, because the child will reflect who you are. And by God's grace, I have two children that I believe is doing very well. Amen. So Paul wrote to Timothy and he said, you have many fathers. Sorry, you quoted the scripture, right? You have many instructors, but not many fathers. Which means, if I say you don't have many rands, it means you have a few rands, isn't it? So there would be some fathers, not many, but some. Are you listening? And it's on that premise that this church builds the theology or the doctrine, the teaching of having a spiritual father. Because Paul was Timothy's spiritual father. He said, it's I have begotten you. You are my son. Hallelujah. He wrote to Titus the same. He said, my son Titus, my son Timothy. So it's spiritual, it's biblical to have a spiritual father. Many churches talk against it, but it is something that you will miss greatly if you don't acknowledge fathering. That's why Elisha shouted to Elijah when he went up. He said, my father, but it wasn't his father by natural or biological. The Bible talks about Elisha had a father called Shaphat. Because the Bible says when Elijah passed him, the Lord said, go, there's a boy who's plowing in the fields. His name is Elisha, the son of Shaphat. That was his biological father. But after walking with this man of God, the prophet, and at the turn of events when the prophet went to heaven, it was the young man who shouted, my father, hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. But we don't want to confuse the biological father with the spiritual help and the mentor. This day today is dedicated to biological fathers all over the world. Amen. So we don't want to make the emphasis too much on the spiritual fatherhood, although it is important. Because if you did not have a good father, God will always send more fathers into your life. We call it the relay of the father. It won't only be one father, because the father, as I said originally, have shortcomings. And when the father has shortcomings, like for example, I explain, our fathers, my father, I remember him well, he had many good things, but he never taught me about relationships with women, with my wife. Never taught me about sex. Never taught me about those things. Do you understand? Because daai tyd as hy het sy oog gehad en ons kan nie nou praat oor die goed. Hy sê ek te bang om te vra oor die goed. Hoe word 'n baby gemaak? Hou jy vir jou oog gehad? So he didn't help me in that way. Do you understand? But then the Lord sent somebody else across my path. Then he helps me in another way. So you will have that the relay is in, in, in athletics, there's a thing called relay. The baton is passed from one person to another person. So that person becomes to you like a father. Some of you is aunties and uncles that have kind of taken you under their wings, and they also give you guidance, and they also give you direction. That then also is a type of a father and a mother to you. Do you agree?
Amen.
Amen. So we honor all of them. In my case also, my mother had so many children on top of each other. So my auntie always says that she actually raised me as a baby, or looked after me, because my mother had already two babies on the arm. So she couldn't, only two arms, you can't have more than two babies. And then she was my mother's sister. Then she said it was her job to kind of take care of me. When my mother's dressing the lot, then I was her portion. Wonderful. So that's glorious. Amen. But today I just want to share shortly, if I still have some time, why some sons don't honor their fathers. Because you must honor your father. Amen. Why some sons find it difficult to honor fathers. Ephesians chapter 6 verse 2. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, that it may be well with you and you may live long on the earth. Hallelujah. I read again. Honor your father and your mother. It's the first commandment that has a promise added to it. The other commandments don't really have promises added to it, but this one gives you the promise that it may be well with you. Glory to God. And that you may live long. Hallelujah. Then in Exodus 20 verse 12. Exodus 20 verse 12. This is also an Old Testament text, as well as the New Testament. Honor thy father and thy mother, Exodus 20 verse 12, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God hath giveth thee. Say amen. Amen. Now you can see clearly, friends and family, that this is God's design, God's plan, God's order. Amen. Because of sin, everything is chaotic in this world. Amen. I'm sure if you're a righteous man and you look at sin, you get angry at the devil. If you look at little children who has no father, and you think of all the times you had a father who could pick you up, keep you on his lap, then you see how the world has turned today. Many mothers, children, no fathers. The child never has the opportunity to play with his father. You know, like it should be in God's design. Then you see the hand of the devil. And you see the work of sin. That everything is upside down. Jesus once made a statement. He said, in the beginning, it was not so. In the beginning, it was not so. Are you with me? And if you as a righteous man, if you are touched and your heart is stirred like my heart, then how must God feel? How must God feel if he looks down on this world and he sees this chaos and he sees the effect of sin? That is why every person under the sound of my voice must come to God and make Jesus Lord of your life. So you can start to reverse the curses that sin has brought into your life. Amen. Only when a man is born again can he really see, and his eyes start to open and the scales fall from his eyes. He can see his mistakes and the need of a savior. And he will also see that the savior is Jesus. And by accepting Jesus, then only then do you start to live, because the Bible says you are dead in your trespasses and sins. Says, do it, man. Says, do it. Don't be distracted by that. That is a sign the Lord is showing you. Didn't you see the bird has a wing that's broken? You don't see spiritual things. You must see. It's teaching you something. You can't fly far with a wing that's broken. You can't fly high. He's only flying low, that bird. May your wings never be broken. May you reach the sky. Amen. A fool met verminkte vlerke. Hy kan nie by jou hoog vlieg nie. Mag die Here vir ons genadig wees. But anyway, I'll have to say too much. So let me just stick to the topic now and talk about why some sons don't honor their fathers. And you see, it's going to be something that's going to count against you. And I want to just guide you in that way. Whether your father is absent, whether he's gone, whether he's dead, whether he's wicked, whether he's a drunkard, let's look at what the Bible asks of us. And then when we practice it, there will be a promise of great blessing. Hallelujah. Now, the first reason why people don't honor their fathers, or why some children find it difficult, it's because they are not following Jesus Christ. Jesus honored John the Baptist. Amen. Although he was before John, you know, the Bible says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, the Word was God. He himself said, before Abraham was, I was. So although he came a little few 6 months after John, in the annals of God's agenda, he was before John. Do you all understand? But when he came to the earth, he submitted to John. By that meaning, he allowed John to baptize him. Now, the lesser cannot baptize the greater. Are you with me? Yeah. So if John is lesser, Jesus should have baptized John. Hey. But Jesus is showing us a great example of humility. Amen. And say, he was for me in the biology, so I will submit to him. Wonderful. And not saying I'm better. I've got a better house than my father. I've got a better job than my father. No, he was before me. He was here before me. And on that reason, I will submit to him. And Jesus honored John very greatly. I want you to take note of that. If ever anybody tells you, say, maak te veel van jou pastor, dan sê jy, ek maak nie meer van my pastor as wat Jesus van sy pastor gemaak het. Because Jesus came to the water where John was baptizing. In other words, if I put it in modern terms, he belonged to John's church. And when they asked him about John, he said, never was there born a greater man than John. Hy praat van sy pastor. Hy sê, my pastor is the greatest man ever. Wow. He sê, die stupid vir jou. Jy moet nie so van jou pastor praat. Jy moet nie jou pastor so op hemel nie. These are all demonic orchestrations to make this verse not come to pass, that it might be well with you. Look at those who honor their pastors and their fathers, how the difference in their lives. To those who are clever, or think they are clever, let me rather put it that way. But there's no signs to show blessing. Hallelujah. Tonight I'll be talking about the blessing at the conference, because it's a more than you can carry convention. I'm carrying so much more, I'm going to bring some of the stuff to throw to the people tonight. Amen. Blessing you cannot contain. Are you listening to me? Jesus and John, the Lord honored him greatly, submitting himself to him for baptism. And a lot of pastors can't even do that. They don't acknowledge there are other pastors also. The other day I rebuked a pastor who came to visit me. I said, you must acknowledge the other pastors that is already here before you. A lot of the young pastors today, they should never have invented Facebook, because the young pastors are now using Facebook to teach the older pastors what is right and wrong. It can't be right. If you are young, you must be careful. You must listen to the older people. They've been there, done that. Now you come and I want to teach people. Ek kyk maar die jong toffies so, dink ek hier. Julle moet julle monde hou, man. Julle het nog, die pad is nog lank. Die pad is nog lank. Hy vrou wat sy so mee pronk nou, sy gaan nog draai. En wat gaat sy dan sê? The one guy divorced his wife, so he was writing a whole article about Catherine Kuhlman who divorced her husband. So I thought, you want to use Catherine Kuhlman's example now to justify your divorce of your wife. Any rate, these people don't want to acknowledge. You see, you can't operate in any circle without acknowledging people before you. Whether you are a pastor or a church member, you must always acknowledge the elders and those who have gone before you. Say amen. Amen. Because they have learned lessons of life that they will teach you. And let me tell you, I give you a great warning. If you mock at your daddy's problems, your daddy had a demon that attacked him. If your daddy had a problem with women, you'll see many times the men who have problem with women is they'll find out the part, maar dieselfde ding gedoen. Yeah. What happens is a demon assigned to the father. He's finished with the dad. He comes now to you. He belongs to your father. What is your father? Wilhelmina. I come from Wilhelminas. So you must watch your father and see, what was my father's mistakes? Do you understand? Then don't mock him. Then pray that demon will not control you. That's what you must pray for. Yeah. Not to make fun or to say, my papa's swak. No, you must honor your father. Honor him. You will not know what he had to suffer. Hey! When the young people blame their fathers for running away, you don't understand. You don't even know what happened there. I'm talking to many of you also, young girls here. Young girls and young boys. You might not like your father because your mother told you very bad things about your father. Ladies like to talk. Is it true? Ladies talk a lot. I also learned this later in my life. So when my wife comes home, then I must put the TV softer because my wife is talking now. Do you understand? But now, fortunately, the news has these headlines that run so fast, so you can listen and you can read. It's a blessing. ETV. A woman has been shot dead and the bullet has not been removed from her yet. But I'm saying that to say, when women talk, you see, your father didn't sit with you and tell you all the problems of the mother. But mama told you all the problems of papa. Because women talk. Father comes out of that room. He didn't bring all the children together. Let me tell you, no, he protected mama. Like Joseph protected Mary. The Bible says he wanted to hide Mary's birth. Baby, he thought it was Mary was lying with another man, so he was intended to hide Mary silently. What a good man, Joseph. And most men are Joseph type men. They don't tell you how. Is everything okay? Hey, pastor, my lich gaat zwaar by die huis. So when there's a breakup in marriage, in most cases, the father leaves and the mother tells the children how bad the father was. But it's not the whole truth because you were not there in the room when the door was closed. You don't know how difficult your mother was. You don't know. And all you think is your father is wicked. But there's a curse that comes on you if you don't honor your father. Until you become married yourself, that's in the year now sin ek mos. Waarmee die ou gesukkel het, man? Is dit waar? Is dit waar? Ek het dit goed geweet. Because some mothers are good mothers, but they're not good wives. It's a difference. You can be a good mother, but it doesn't mean you're a good wife. I'm preaching. My time is up. Jesus had many reasons why he could say, I don't honor John. I'll tell you now the reasons quickly. The first reason Jesus had to say he don't honor John, because he himself was the Son of God. He was in the beginning, and all things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. John was just another human being, one of God's creatures. How could Jesus Christ, the creator of the universe, bow down or submit himself to another mere human being? God, creator, is now bowing to a human being. That's the first reason why Jesus had a good reason why not to submit to John. Number two, John the Baptist was not worthy. He said it himself, I'm not worthy to tie the laces of this man. I'm not worthy to untie the shoelaces of Jesus. I'm even less worthy to baptize him. So Jesus had another reason why not to submit to him, because he admitted that Jesus is greater than him. Wow. I won't read all this, but it's in Luke 3:15. You can see there where he says, John says, this man is great. He said, I indeed baptize you with water, but one mightier than I is coming. Luke 3:15 and 16. The shoelaces of whoosh I'm not worthy to untie. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Then number three, John's lifestyle was questionable. Jesus had good reasons why not to submit to John. John's lifestyle was questionable. John dressed with skimpy clothes. Hy het 'n onderbroek gedra in die woestyn. He had underpants, and then he had like skin, animal skin over him. He was half naked, like Tarzan. So he like die reggie, man. Die ander mense het klere aan, die man kom hier half kaal. And he lived in the desert. He ate locusts and insects. Hey! Jou pa is 'n dronkie. En jy sê jy hoef nie vir hom te respek nie. Die man het eers reg aangetrek. He wore almost like a woman's panty, the way it was tied, and a piece of animal skin. And he ate locusts. He didn't look respectable. But Jesus Christ said, this is John, the great man. Are you listening? Number four. John was talking always about politics. He was even attacking the king of the day. He was fighting with the government. Confrontation. He was bang for Jacob Zuma. He was not afraid of any politician. He was always confronting. You don't like your father to be fighting with people, isn't it? As your pa beklere gewees. And say, respect for your pa. Kijk, Jesus say John was always confronting, but I still respected him. And then number five, John's ministry ended so badly because he was killed like a common criminal. Hey, is your pa in die tronk? Is your father in jail? John was killed like a common criminal, but Jesus acknowledged him. And the reason why many don't acknowledge their fathers, they are not like Jesus. It's my point. You're not like Jesus. John did not have, number six, John did not have miracles in his ministry. He only baptized people. No miracles, no healings. No. But Jesus spoke so highly of him, even though he didn't. Amen. His teaching was not even as powerful as Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus had a powerful teaching and the people followed Jesus. Now here's the verse, Matthew 11, 11. Verily, verily, I say unto you, among them that are born of woman, there has not risen a greater than John the Baptist. Notwithstanding, he that is least in the kingdom can be greater than him. Amen. And after Jesus submitted to John, I want to tell you something very marvelous here today. Are you listening? A voice came from heaven. Jesus Christ did not do any miracles yet. He didn't make water wine. He didn't heal the sick. He didn't raise the dead. All he did was submit and acknowledge John. And a voice from heaven spoke after he rose. He came out of the water. He said, "This is my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased." At that time, the only thing that he really did of significance was to say, "This man is my pastor, and I will submit myself to him." And the voice said, "He is a beloved son, not a prodigal son, not a rebellious son. He is a beloved son." Is it powerful? Do you understand? Simple thing. Yeah, there was a man that he had to submit to, and he came to submit to the man. Beautiful. And I'm showing you many reasons why he could have said, "I can't submit to such a man. Let it be so. Let the will of God be done." Say amen. And many of you, if you learn to submit to your fathers, doesn't matter. The Bible doesn't give, as the young man also said this morning, doesn't say you must submit when your father is perfect, when your father is not a drunkard. There's no conditions. It just says, honor your father. Honor your father. That it might be well with you. Even if he's in jail, you must go visit him there and honor him. Amen. The second reason why people don't honor their fathers is when their fathers are like David. Because they don't follow the example of David. That's it. They don't follow the example of David. And I'm not going to go into this, but you know that David had to submit to Saul. But Saul was not a nice man. Saul, when the devils came on Saul, he turned out to be a difficult man. Actually, the men that were with David said, "Kill this guy. Kill this guy." David said, "I can't do it. He's my father. My father." Hallelujah. "He was anointed before I was anointed. Not now that I also have some power. Now I'm going to just forget about him." He actually called him father. Amen. He didn't call him the madman of Jerusalem. He called him the Lord's anointed. Isn't that beautiful? He didn't call him a demonized king or a demonized daddy. How many of you think your daddy has demons? But you don't call your daddy demonized. You submit to him like David. Two great examples. Jesus and David. Amen. That is why the Bible says the throne of David will be established forever. He did something different to all the other people. Even his father wanted to kill him. I don't know how many of your fathers really threw knives at you and shot a gun at you. This guy threw a spear at David. He ran out. And then the men said, "Mak doe die ding man. Os tel op nog pagamisa." He said, no. "You don't do that. It's not God's way." Hey! God's ways is not our ways. Ons sal net beklei ons kleerlinge, is dit waar? Jirre, kaalbolei wil ons uittrek. That's why the blessing of God is escaping us. Return to the things that will bring blessing. Your father can make many mistakes. You must honor your father. Honor your father. Honor your father. In Luke 1:32, the Bible says, he shall be great. This is Jesus. David talks about David. It talks about Jesus, sorry. But it also talks about how the throne of David, he says, and shall be called the son of the highest. And the Lord shall give unto him the throne of his father, David. You see, Jesus is described as the son of David. David is very highly prescribed in God's books. David. Oh, the city of David, the throne of David. Because of this thing, honoring the father. What a wonderful message, isn't it? Honoring the father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let me just close with one more point. People find it very difficult to honor their fathers. The first key was they are not like Jesus. And the second key, they're not like David. Saul was demon-possessed. Saul wanted to kill him. Saul was terrible. But he still acknowledged him. Then the Bible says in Malachi 4 verse 6, the hearts of the children are turned away from the fathers. And the hearts of the fathers are turned away from the children. But the Bible says in the last days, God is going to turn that thing around. And then he's going to turn your father's heart back to you. And your heart will be turned back to your father. Maybe it's through the preaching this morning that your heart is turning back to your father. Hallelujah. Maybe nobody told you the importance of honoring your father. But I'm telling you this morning, you must honor your father. Because there comes a time when the children are not interested in the things of the father. Are you listening? Your father wants one thing, you want something. I remember many years ago, when I was a young teenager, I wanted a white jacket or something. And my father told me, don't buy this white jacket. It gets dirty quick if you sit on the chair. I don't have white pants or a white jacket. But that time, I also wanted to be in the style. Eish. The style was white jacket. But I was very stubborn. I said, no, I want it. And I will even raise my own money. You don't have to pay for it, I said. He said, no, it's not a clever thing to buy such a jacket. Sy bly hier in die stofstrate van uitsig. Daar gaan sy met 'n wit paadjie. But stubborn as I was, I went and I bought my white jacket. Agterna toe sien ek, hy Here, hier is 'n merkie so. Nog 'n merkie. Dis 'n ijskrim kool hier. And I realized what my father told me was true. I should have listened to him. My father was also a very smart guy, dressed smart. You that knew him, he was a very, but in his younger days, he grew up in the 50s. I mean, 50s and 60s, the days of Elvis and Johnny Cash. So we also had thin pipes. I can show you pictures. He had a leather on a baatsie. Sy dra a leer baatsie. My paat gehad a leer. What is a onabati? A waistcoat. With a wit stripie so. And sy hare was gegrease. So John Travolta. Thin pipes. Like James Dean. James Dean. You know James Dean? Rebel without a cause. Was well dressed. So I didn't realize that he was also my age. And he could teach me a thing or two. Maar ek is mos slim man. Ek soek vir wit baardjie. It's later that I realized this guy was right. This old man was right. I should not have bought this thing. Play fail. En ek het nie geld vir die dry cleaners nie. Jesus. Jesus. You don't want to do what your father tells you because the heart is turned away. One of my brothers, he rebelled against my father at once. He said, "Die onnooslike ou man." It's not going well with him today. But he used to say that. "He's a stupid ou man." Because you see, my father didn't finish school, but he helped us to go through school. Moet vroeg uit die school uit om te gaan werk. Die ou man is onnooslik, sê. Hey, mercy on you. There's a time when sons are not interested in what the father likes. Just they want the opposite of the father. For example, if I'm, say like I'm a pastor. God forbid my son is interested in becoming a pastor. But most children say, "Ek gaan nie 'n pastor wees nie. Wil nie soos my pa wees nie." Are you with me? Or you may be a mechanic or something. I don't want to do that. It's like your hatred is to your father. So you don't want to do the things that he did. But God is going to turn your heart. Amen. Because you see, the Bible says, listen to this, Malachi 4:6. "I shall turn the heart of the fathers to the children and the heart of the children to the fathers, lest I come and smite the earth with a curse." A curse. There's a curse on you. If everything your father did, you hate it. You don't want to do what he did. Even if you go to the shop with your father and your father says, "Take this, I think it will look nice on you. Wear this." Don't be like me and make the mistakes. "Ek wil nie wit baad sien." Say, "Whatever you think is nice, is nice. I will wear it." Amen. And then the curse is broken. The curse is broken. One day you grow older, then you can decide to wear what you want to wear. But once you're with your father, you take what he tells you. I taught my son. He also wanted this techie, that techie. I said to him, "Listen, these Fong Kong techies, they don't last long. They look nice. It's only for you young people to waste money. I buy you real running shoes. You'll see. It will last 5-6 years. You can't even." So he bought these Fong Kong techies. The running shoe I gave him is still alive today. Still alive. He had 5-6 pair of these colorful red hoodies. Means nothing. You see, plastic. Soccer boots also, he went to buy soccer boots. They make the plastic soccer boots so thin I can even feel. If somebody tramp on you with a stud, you're going to pain. So I bought him a real pair of boots. I said, I show you what is real boots. Genuine leather, strong. He first didn't like it, so he went to practice. He came back, he said, "Nah, daddy, dis rechte boots." Sê, ken mos man. Ken. Luister wat ek jou sê. You see these boys who work in the shop. Hy het nou 'n job gekry. Weet jy eintlik wat aangaan daar by die skoene nie? Ek weet meer as wat hy weet. Hy wil net seil maak. Ja, hy ken niks. Sê vir my son, "Don't listen to these guys, man. Listen to your father. Listen to your father." May God turn your heart to your father. And may your father's heart also be turned to you. It's a blessing when the children help in ministry. Our church is blessed because Jamie is doing all our graphics and our posters. Isn't it nice? Jason is doing his part also. Youth leader, picking up people. Their hearts are turned to me for what I'm doing. It's not against me. May your children's hearts be turned to you. May they support you. May they love you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the last of all the last. Children don't honor their fathers because they think the father must first be honorable before they can honor him. My pa, as is his pastor, my pastor, die makaman. No. The Bible did not say your father must be honorable before you honor him. Many children are disappointed in their fathers and mothers. They are disappointed at the marriages of their parents. And then they say, As ek kan trouwen, gaat ek kiek soos mommy en daddy aangaan. They even say that they will raise their children better than their parents raised their children. Say mercy. And it is true that most parents fall short of the ideal father and mother. Because every parent is only a phantom of what you can be. We are just human beings. Amen. Are the children listening? And it's easy to criticize the parents because their lives are out in the open. But sometimes an imperfect parent can bring forth a very good child. Isn't it true? And then a very good parent can bring forth a bad child. You can't know. Adolf Hitler's mother wasn't a bad woman. But her son killed millions of people. Stalin was the other guy, if you know anything about history, was the Russian president. He killed more people than Adolf Hitler. And Stalin sang in the choir. And his mother even sent him to Bible school. He was a mass murderer. So you can never tell. Because every child has their own will. Every child has their own way. Are you listening? So, if your father is a failure in marriage or in finances, hy het geld gehad om jou te help. It has nothing to do with the honor that God is commanding you to give to Him. I repeat, if your father is a flop, it's got nothing to do with the fact that God told you that you must honor Him. Hallelujah. If God wants to punish him for his mistakes, God will do it, not you. I said, not you. Say amen. It has got nothing to do with the fact that you must honor him. You must honor him. And the kingdom won't lose. You can't say, no, but I'm a child of God now. No, no, no. The kingdom won't lose anything if you honor your father. Jesus said, give to Caesar what belongs to him. And then to the kingdom what belongs to them. Don't worry if you honor your father. Even if you honor your pastor, nothing goes away from God. God will have his honor in his kingdom. Are you listening? Then, don't add to the commandment, because the Bible doesn't say honor your father when he's perfect. No. It doesn't say honor your father when he's rich. No. It doesn't say honor your father if he was a good husband to your mother. No. It doesn't say honor your father who paid your school fees. No. Does it say that? No. It doesn't say honor your father who did not divorce your mother. Does the Bible say honor your father who was married only to one wife? All children here, their fathers divorced and married to another woman. But you must still honor. Amen. The Bible doesn't say honor thy father. We had children only with one woman. Hey, no slate guys to you. Ek land die plane. The Bible doesn't say only honor your father who did not fall into sin. The Bible does not say honor thy father who was always at home. The Bible does not say honor thy father who built a house for the family. The Bible does not say only honor thy father who left you an inheritance. Hy is dood, maar hy het niks gekry nie. He still says honor your father. It doesn't say honor thy father who related well with all his children. It doesn't say honor thy father who had no weaknesses. It doesn't say honor thy father who had a lot of money. No. And so I can go on and on and on. So many things. Don't add to the commandment of God. The commandment only says, honor your father and your mother, that it might be well with you and that you might live long on the earth. Bow your heads, please. May you never struggle to honor the concept of honoring your father. Today is Father's Day, so it's a good day. But not just on Father's Day. May you forever be sending a good text to your father. If you've never done it before, if you listen to God's word and change your old habits, things are going to start to change in your life, and that you will break the curse that is on those who don't honor their fathers. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for the word of God that is sharper than a two-edged sword, that cuts between bone and marrow. Thank you for helping us to understand the importance of honoring our fathers. May we honor our fathers in Jesus' name. Stand to your feet, everybody. Stand to your feet. Before we sing, Pastor Scooby, stand here, and the other pastors. I'm going to maybe give a chance just to pray for some people. If you feel that your relationship with your father is not what it should be, according to what you heard Pastor speak this morning, and you just need prayer so that God can help you, that your heart will now turn in a new direction, then come quickly. We'll pray before we close the service. Maybe it's important that I pray for you. You want to have a different, you want God to bless your life. You want it to be well with you. But your father, things is not as it should be. Come forward quickly, quickly. And then Pastor Dennis, come here. Where's Allison?
Lord, I give you my heart. I give you my soul. I live for
you. You can come forward.
Every breath that I take, every moment I'm away, have your way in me, Lord, I give you.
Good morning.
I'm still waiting for you. If you know how your relationship with your father is, you must come. I'm not going to rush this part of the service, though I must go to symphony. Come, I want to pray for you. Oh, you are a father, and you also know that you didn't do what you should have done, but God is merciful. God can help you. Every day is a new day for you to be a better father. Amen. We all make mistakes. We all make mistakes, but God is here. His power is here. His power is here. Malabokaya bashikatabaha. Come forward. Come forward for prayer. The pastors will pray for you. They will lay hands on you. Come forward for prayer. Jesus.